Mike play a little drop whenever I'm referring to that drug, because I just cannot say the name of it. And yes, we got Rob over here dropping memes. yeah.
I can't help it.
If you play that next clip, Mike, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. I love Office Space. That was a great movie. Yeah, I'm going to do that from now on. Just so you know.
That's what that's from?
Office Space, yeah. Yeah. That would be great. Yeah.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Wait, you know what? I got to practice that word.
Hydroxychloroquine.
One more time, Mike.
Hydroxychloroquine.
There we go. See, that's why you got to have an engineer for your show. You know, cool stuff like that can happen. All right, so, guys, please call in. I know you want to call in. Let's get these phone lines banging here. And, yeah, phone number, 800-313. oh, boy. Rib, do we want to hear Rib? What does Rib?
Oh, he's dropped. I was saying, if he wants to talk about suicides, you know, that was a topic of the show. That would be great. Exactly what we're going to do today, because that would really be great if we could keep it on topic. That would be great.
It would have been on topic for about 3 minutes, and then back to Bubba. This mysterious Bubba who cannot appear on any radio shows and wants to do something, but she can't do anything.
I'll give a shout out to somebody who's been on my mind. Pat, I know you listen to us out there some nights and you're by yourself, and also you're in my thoughts. Okay, I hope you're okay. So I just wanted to give that shout out, because I do think about y'all when I'm not on the show. You're in my thoughts. If you've told me a story where you were ill or something, I'm over here thinking about you being healed, things like that. So you're in my thoughts, and I hope you're okay. She absolutely wrenched my heart that night. She was crying on the air. Oh, my. Never encountered anything like that before. And that's another. And she's a victim of the COVID as well, because of her forced isolation. It's such a crime. So sad. And giving them the fear that even the breath they take when they're finally get outside is going to kill them, and this and that, being sold that line of BS is so, it's a crime in itself. I don't know what kind of, would you call that? Not assault and battery, but it's got to be something along those lines. It's psychological warfare on a peaceful citizen.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I feel I'm rantatious today. I think I'm going to do a Facebook Live later.
Yeah, it's like I can't get a word in there twice tonight. Well, hey, you know, that's all right. That's quite all right. If you got the fire, then, you know, I'm going to let you spit. You know, spit hot fire.
When I got the fire, get out of my way. What's the motto? Lead, follow, or get out of my way.
Now, he sounds like he's doing sound bites from a 1950s TV show now.
Well, see, Pilgrim. Do you ever, when you're traveling around and people talk American to you, that you're American, and they find out they talk like John Wayne when they imitate you?
That has never happened to me. You know what happens to me? Because of the way I look, everybody's like, what's his name? Bob Marley! Bob Marley!
You just lost the man.
They just call me Bob Marley. Hey, you got some weed? Like, no, sorry. I'm all fresh out. You should catch me on Tuesday. Yeah, so.
No, man. I and I know last year I to that.
Oh, God. The endless amount of
friends from Queens.
Bush guys that walk up to me, and they're always drunk. well, that's, I mean, it's Poland. I mean, well, what can you say? Yeah, so they're just giving away the damn country. They're giving everything away. this new world order, this is the way to do it, I guess. I mean, if you're going to, the only way to get everybody to toe the line is to have that one common enemy. And I guess, you know, we've already blown the whistle on Project Bluebeam. We can't have a united alien conquest on us because we're going to know it's fake. And, you know, these people aren't exactly too keen on letting technology be seen. They really, and once again, and I really wonder what the U.S. is going to do as far as this technology is concerned. And once again, referencing last night's show, we had Cuba, okay, do their microwave thing. We've got the Russians with their navies, with their mind hallucination arrays. We got the Chinese microwaving people on their borders. So, now, had that happened, had this incident been something on the Mexican border, for example, and they use this technology. Oh, these people are just all crazy. Mass hysteria. And it would have been covered up by the news, just like that. Mass hysteria. Oh, they're all crazy. Oh, yeah. All 6,000 of these people? Yeah, they're schizophrenic. And they would have literally tried to write it off that way. The United States is trying to hold on to this technology, trying to hold on to the secrecy of this technology. And I don't know why. The gig is up. Federal government, shadow government, the gig is up. Come out with it. I don't know why they don't. But anyhow, suicides. Suicides. Something was brought up in the show past hour. And I believe Reb had something he wanted to say about suicide. So, if you can stay on topic, Reb, come on with it.
Okay, this is Reb from Bow Scout Reb, and we know why there's suicides. All you have to do is go back to the Woodstock Freak Show if you were around. Bone Scout, but she took the quick course. She's analyzed this completely. It was all a mass hysteria and degeneration, and it led to, within 10 years, again, before Bub and Scout were around, Jonestown. Now let's analyze this real good. What did they do there? Well, they were like you. They were victimized. They were victims. They heard the voices and visions from the Woodstock Freak Show, and they all had to find Jesus. And who was there to help them? Jones, a friend of First Lady Carter. We're telling you what's going on in America today. Well, you're missing the whole point. And we're the experts on getting rid of it. Okay, this is Jones. Today is Jonestown. You're not getting this. We're like, that was the end of the 70s. This is the end of America here in 2020. And here comes Jonestown again. Oh, yeah. Oh, remember, they were paranoid and schizo. They had to flee to the South American jungle because the CIA was after them. Sound familiar? Sound familiar? Yeah, I think it sounds familiar to you too.
Yeah.
And this is they did this. We know what's going on. We're geniuses. Now, remember, he was a Jesus freak. Remember, here's the derivation. It starts over, and it starts at the Woodstock Freak Show. They're all freaked out on acid. And we told Westmoreland, we did. And we knew it this over half a century ago. Kill them. bomb the place, kill every, I mean, freaks on the street. We knew what we were doing. We knew what was coming. And so what happened? They turned to Jesus. We know what we're talking about. And here comes Jonestown. Paranoid jerk, victimized. He's a victim. What did you call himself? A targeted individual. So he took his gang. We're going to the jungle to get away from the CIA. So that, I'm not kidding. This is what they told. And he told that to the first lady. It was that Carter lady. He was buddies with them. He was given awards. And he was real smart. And he talked these people into the jungle. And then what happened? Some of them are getting, hey, wait a second. This is going the wrong direction. And they called their congressman. You think it was in Indiana because they're all hicks there. Anyway, so this congressman, like, I think his name was Leo. So I think he was a Democrat. He was one of those Woodstock-type freaks. He goes out to the jungle, drives the plane out, and he goes in. And guess who else is there? Oh, you're going to love this. The man who started that, Mr. Kennedy was an assassinated, but remember that? That famous lawyer who did all the studies on the Warren Commission, and it was false, rushed to judgment. You'll know him. He went to why? Because this is what's going on today. It's going on today. It's updated. We know all about this. So he goes with his little camera crew, and they film them. Are you getting this? They film Mr. Jones and the flock there, and they're all... And he said, oh, they could leave, the ones who don't want to be here, because they were constituents of this congressman and this asshole who was doing, him and his videographer, they took film, and no, they didn't have videos, this was the end of the 70s, and he takes pictures, and it got back to the enemy broadcast of all people. But this, while it's going on, he says, we're leaving with these people, and then Jones, of course, he says, look, it's over. We're all going to have to kill ourselves. That's what's going on today. Now, you're not getting this. We are. The top of the Pentagon is, and that's what they told him. He said, let's all drink this stuff. And then some of the, they even had him on video. Some of them were making statements. No, life is important. No, it's over. It's over. And he talked the whole gang into killing themselves, just like what's happening today. It's going on in the military. We know about this. 82nd
so
Airborne.
Told.
Huh?
I believe this is so we are told. They could have very well came in and gassed all those people, let them all out there in that jungle to rot, loaded, and sent in.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Plot to kill a congressman.
I could agree with what you said, but they filmed it. They filmed it, and they said, the reason this
Hollywood would never film anything, you know, like the moon landings and things like that. That's filmed on the news.
Judgment, man. You're not getting this. He got away.
No, I don't think you're even listening to my point enough to hear me finish talking. So I'll just bow out of this for a minute, and we'll hear Rev's very own opinion and Bubba's, and then you can bring the shop, and I will make a coffee.
Let me talk, and you can make your rebuttal. He films this. He had to talk his way out of it. What they did was they killed that congressman. They murdered him and the ones that were getting away. They were going to the airport, and they found all these dead bodies, and they... All right, they lied. They didn't really take cyanide like they said. They were actually gassed. And who cares? They were dead. That's what they showed the world. We're not caring if we don't even know if it happened. They said those planes knocked down those skyscrapers. We know that didn't happen. We're experts on demolition. That was a controlled demolition. We don't care. They were dead. Are you getting this? The message? We're not talking about how it happened. You can have your rebuttal. We know what's going to happen here. It don't matter if they're killing themselves or if they're dead because of the gas attack.
Okay, but I get to have a rebuttal.
Judgment, he brought
Rev,
back the
it's
film
my rebuttal time, Rev. It's time for you to mute your mic. It's my turn.
Well, wait,
Right. First you say you showed on TV and you've seen films and it was filmed. And then I point out that what the films that could be shown to you might not be an actual event. And I point out the possibility that a whole village full of people that might have been living peacefully with good intentions toward the earth, they made their own little commune because they had enough of the system, that they used these people as a cover for killing the Congress. That's what I'm proposing has happened. And all you did was talk over me, and, well, I could sit and listen to you, and because I'd love to walk to listen to the Rev show, because you're very interesting. You know? I'm not belligerent for you.
Let's not forget, quite recently,
Mr. Jesus reincarnated up in Russia, and he and his commune got raided by the Russian government, okay? His commune had been going along strong for quite a few years and living very peacefully. Now, they want to throw in allegations of sexual misconduct, and boom, they're in there taking everybody out. So,
okay.
I do know for a fact that you got some good going on.
They didn't murder themselves there. We know they didn't murder themselves at Waco. That building wasn't on fire till those M88s crashed into it. We know what happened there. They didn't murder themselves. But they didn't say they were suicidal. We're talking about he had it on film. I don't care if it was true or not. You're not getting this. We don't really care what knocked down those skyscrapers. We know what did. A controlled demolition. The planes hit them. Yeah. Or they didn't hit some people. They didn't hit the plane. Who cares? The people who know what's going on, the American Voice Radio Network, where you heard Bubba talking, is now off the air. We don't know what happened to Frank Steffens and his gang. They're off the air. They're signed out because they know what we know about all this stuff. It's in order. Remember, they call Waco a suicide. It wasn't a suicide.
Try to bring me off the air. Get Bubba on here. All right.
No, hold on. I'm giving you Bubba's speech right now. Now we're fast forward to 2020. I'm just giving you the breakdown. Woodstock, Jonestown, and now we have Jonestown too. His name's Jen Isis Jones. You know that piece of he's a pile of shit over in Austin. He's stirring them up for another mass suicide. That's what's coming. We know what he's doing. He's doing the same thing that the other Jones did, and we're seeing it coming. They told us in the military, I'm not even going to let you know about that, but they're going to go through Bubba because she can analyze better, and this is going to happen again, a mass extermination here, and it's going to, they'll call it a suicide. It'll look like a suicide. People are going to, this was the IRN News. His name was John Russell. Try to get a hold of him. He did an interview with me and Bubba, okay? And it was, he only put 30 seconds on his little broadcast, and he wrote three paragraphs about us. The FBI had the file. John Russell, national correspondent, RN USA News, 2010. They won't let anybody talk to him about it. He knows stuff. One of the things he said, and it's going to be telling, he says, when the things get that bad, he was talking about his Belgian-made rifle, and this was, he was telling us this. He says, if it gets that bad, he's going to put the barrel in his mouth and pull the trigger. This is a nation conditioned to suicide, even if they don't pull the trigger on themselves. This is suicide, right. What's going on today, every step of the way. Right. Now, you say,
that's Bubba Scott Rib from the Vulture Squadron, y'all. And you know what? Thank you for calling in with that. You know, I really want to know, what would happen if, what would happen if we just said, you know, screw this virus? What if we all just caught the supposed COVID-19 strain and develop a mass herd immunity, okay? What then? What then? Where is the New World Order agenda going to go from there?
Man, I got to jump in on that one.
Please.
I have been just itching to just post publicly and then just start telling everybody, pass it on. Give me the Rona, man. Just give it to me, man. Just give it to me. I'm tired of it because I'm pretty sure, I'm about 90% sure I wouldn't even be able to catch the damn thing. Because I don't know where these people are even getting it. I don't think anybody does. We're trying to track down. Oh, hang on, my phone's hanging on. No wonder I can't hear anything.
Okay, just like I'm spitting image. You want to jump in bed with Caroni? Caroni. Yeah, I mean, seriously, what if we just relegated it back down to something even less than the common cold?
I just don't think, I don't think it's around. We had local news. You were kind of asking about the election stuff. I don't know what's going on with the elections, and I ain't in Wisconsin or Michigan or wherever. And I'm trying to follow that, but that's ridiculous. But
it's more like an erection with a 2020 erection season, and we're all getting the shaft.
The election inspection. Bend over.
Yes, our COVID counters are now available to come out finish counting ballots, you know.
But seriously, just to finish up local news, they're like, oh, you know, Austin, Travis County, they're looking into, there's a surge in some cases, and they're really trying to pinpoint where it came from. And I'm like, you're never going to find it. They don't know where this stuff comes. It's a political football. You know, the Democrats pass it around. They're playing keep away from the Republicans. It's, well, the Republicans are, you know, you're super spreaders, you know. And then, you know, you got every friggin' Tom, Dick, and Democrat out in the streets. They're still doing that junk. And, oh, no one gets corona because the Democrats they're social distancing and masked up while they're, you know, mobbing through the streets. And then, Jones was yelling and screaming down at the Capitol, and they were doing the Stop the Steal rally or something. And I'm surprised that the local news didn't. And Ellen, the liberals were, you know, progressives were a little farther downtown toward the river. The conservatives were at 11th to the Capitol on 12th in Congress. The liberals were from, you know, 11th down towards 6th, you know, because they want to party, I guess. I mean, it's a weird scene. But they didn't. I'm amazed they didn't try to say that the liberals didn't catch it and the conservatives, you know, that side was a super spreader, you know. But whatever. I don't know. I dare someone to give me the damn coronavirus. Just give it to me.
I mean, that's what they're going to allude to. And if that's the case, then why the quarantine? If all the Democrats believe in social distancing and the Republicans don't, well, then they got a super weapon then, don't they? Just let the all Republicans catch it then and kill them all off. You have nothing but Democrats to take over here.
There's no common sense or logic in any of this stuff. That's the problem. So ridiculous. I mean, come on, dude. I know Rob doesn't, because Rob makes it very clear he doesn't watch any, you know, TV stuff, kind of, which at this point everything's internet, so, you know, you kind of, I don't care where I am, I see the stuff, but, yeah, you don't, nothing makes sense. The progressive liberal media is just, they're going to tell you that someone said something which they did not say, and then attack that for days and weeks until something better comes along, and the conservatives are just going to, like, be giggling and laughing and talking about how crazy the Democrats and liberals are, and you can't even find out what's going on. It's like, can I just please, I just want to know, like, what happened, where did it happen, who was there, do we have any idea, you know, what was going on, or are we just going to, everything's just spin, it's just pure spin.
Yeah. If they could just tell the truth, that would be nice.
Something. Just a nice deadpan. This is, this is Mike, Mossad Mike, downtown Austin, Texas. We have behind me a large group of apparently Trump-supporting conservatives. They are just gathered. We also have some other people down the street.
You conjured such a funny image, except I was imagining all the Trump supporters suddenly doing the Wuhan flop all at once. Boom! Corona!
Dude, you would literally think you're going to walk outside and you're going to see someone dead in the street because, the mayor says, we're at stage 4 and, you know, it's threat level yellow and, gosh, we don't want to get to purple.
DEFCON 4.
We're going to be a purple people eater. Yeah, purple people eater. DEFCON 5 is next. Oh, please, we can't go there. you're like, what the hell is that? Someone please just, when I really have a moment of clarity after one of these kind of spin outs, I imagine, good old James Traficant, just beam me up, Scotty, just give me a wacky ass hairpiece. And a microphone, and I just want to scream, beam me up, baby, I'm ready. Because, Jesus Christ, I don't care. I'm not scared. You know, people are like, why are you ranting and raving about stuff? And it's like, because it's insane. Wouldn't you like to go back to just when people, knew what they were doing, and the news was just freaking boring news, your dad and your grandpa and your uncles were like, shush, I'm watching the news, and it was just some boring garbage, and you were like, yeah, it's a little important. I need to know, what the bond election's going to be. But now it's just the voting's all rigged. They passed some ridiculous $8 billion. It's $8 billion for some tunnel to do. They're doing a big dig like Boston down here. They want to do that in Austin.
Did they ever tell us anything we really want to know on the news, though? Like, you know, gasoline's on special somewhere down here. You can go on down and save some money. Oh, go down to the store right now. Blah, blah.
They did that.
But you don't see it anymore.
A little bit. Yeah, like for a while we had a little bit of that. But now it's just psychodrama, you know, partisan ridiculousness. And there's no valuable information except in a few little corners of the internet and a few little, you know, kind of like side ridges of the mountaintops where you can kind of get a little bit of a view, and people are like sitting there and they're kind of sipping their, you know, teas and brews, and they're like, oh, look, man, you know, here's, you know, like, seriously, you got Tim Pool, you got a few, you know, no names that are out there doing stuff, and it's fun, you know, you get to kind of get a, like, I try to get my stuff, literally, I can't believe I'm saying this, I try to get it in the 10 or 15 minute roundup style from YouTubers or, you know, somebody on the internet. It could be Ryan Dawson, you know, in Japan, you know, and I'm sure he's just considered a white supremacist. And then, yeah, he's married to a Japanese woman. I mean, come on. And then you got, you know, Tim Pool. He's the crazy far right guy who literally just says, like, I'm a liberal milquetoast, dude. I don't really care. You know, he has a measured approach to most things. And now I guess he moved to Missouri, according to he went from Jersey outside Philadelphia to Missouri. So he's hit the Ozark Hills, and he's, you know, holed up. You know, he's a skateboarder from Chicago. Like, come on, man. You know, like, yeah, and the Young Turks are calling him a far righty, and, you know, it's like, oh my God. Like, you just, I try to look for news, and it, really, I can't find it. I mean, it's buried. I don't really curate my feeds. Like, I'm sure most people, you know, it's like, I block that guy, unfollow that guy. I don't want to hear from them. I never want to see this. And I don't like that, because then it's like, I don't know what the crazies are up to. You know, I don't know where the mobs are forming. Because, you know? Like, as it stands now, I can go on my Facebook page and I can see the mob activity. I got these, you know, here's this hip-hop guy from Austin, and he's spouting this garbage, and here's this, you know, conservative that's, you know, an immigrant or a first-generation, you know, immigrant, and they know what's going on, and they're pointing out some other garbage and where the garbage is. You know, it's like, I just don't want to walk out my door into a freaking riot, and so I'm not going to just act like I don't care. Oh, nothing matters. It's just, I should just focus on myself. It's like, no, I have to, when I go outside, I want to know how crazy are people going to be today. Am I going to drive down the highway and it's, you know, literally threat level, you know, red, or is it going to be just sort of everybody's hiding out in their house because, oh man, that was the best. When the quarantines, as everybody looks, it's a lockdown, man. I don't know what to really call it, because I never get to really think about it too much, but it ain't a quarantine when you're healthy. And so when I was out there on the highway months ago and it was literally no one but truckers, pretty nice, you know. You could get somewhere, you knew what was going on, everything was closed. Now it's like, oh, are we closed? Is it open? Where are we?
Right, right.
Is your grandma dying from the corona? I don't know anymore, dude.
Yeah. No going to the green grocer around the corner, but you could go a little bit further down the street into the mainstream shopping store. You can order online from somebody who's going to then go around and deliver to everybody, including touching all your stuff, and you're going to bring that in the house. You know, it's just such a narrative. People are drinking in the fool aid and the knowledge that they think they're gaining off of the television and the media.
Exactly. Hey, listen, I know we got to take a quick commercial break here, so catch us on the other side of the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, And when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Mike said some things, and especially things that I have personal experience with. For example, I was a manager, a night manager at a gas station for several years. The oil game. It's not about what the price of anything actually is, just how much they can get from you. I know my duties as a nighttime manager. When morning comes, I had to match the gas price of the gas station. I had to literally go outside, and I had to literally just go and change the marquee, change the numbers on the sign. There's a set schedule of the gas prices. But that's the only thing that trumped that, is what the guy across the street is doing. And so it's just about not what it actually costs, but how much they can get out of you. And that sickened me. One, it was a lot of work actually changing the numbers on the signs. You got to work with this extending pole with a sucker on the end of it. And it was terrible. Have to line it up. Numbers in there. But anyways, So I'm sorry, I just have to throw that in there. I've never gotten to complain about that ever. Until now. So I guess that was that just needs to surface up. And thank you, Mike, for bringing that up. It looks like our new co-host has joined back in. Call, you get where you were needing to get to, love? Uh-oh.
I guess she's still driving.
She was muted and she just dropped.
Yeah, she's still driving. She probably just finished at the salon.
No, she messaged me that she has no service. Yeah, I just looked back and I saw it there.
Yeah, I think she's probably been trying to jump in and jump out. And it's dropping her. That'd be my guess.
Okay. Well, no biggie. Well, Mike, any other rants there?
I think I'm done. I don't know. I mean, I'll just maybe y'all bring up some stuff. I mean, I've been doing some technical things today, just kind of getting music ready for people. So really, I've hardly paid attention. We've had some good stuff. We got some good stuff posted at RBN. There's Eilish again. Can she hear us?
Okay. Is your signal okay there?
She's definitely still on the road. She's on the road. Yeah, I don't think she's able to hold a signal.
Yeah, it's popping in and out. I keep getting a message coming under the bottom. Someone has left. Someone has joined. So I think like she ain't trying. So y'all please excuse it, audience. I know you might have some questions for Eilish and such. She has a nice perspective to the conversation.
Oh, yeah. Let's say hi to all the new listeners. We obviously have a lot more listeners here tonight. And it's amazing since even last night it's gone up. And glad to have you.
You go
here.
First. Tell them who you are, and then I'll introduce myself. Introduce yourself, Mike.
Oh, Mike, yeah. If you don't know, I'm the board operator, producer, webmaster, part-time, everything here at RBN. And I do the evening shift, 3 to midnight Central Time. So you'll hear me when you call in. And it's good to have new listeners. I'm glad y'all are sticking around. We're trying to keep some solid content for you guys as late as we can. But there's only 3 of us here that do this job, and so for the amount of time we run, it's pretty amazing. But we're here for y'all, and glad to have you. And this is V and Rob of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. So
yeah, this is Rob D. I'm over here in England. I'm the co-host of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and I've been an activist around this planet for many, many years, and I've traveled around the known map twice in. I've given talks to many countries, and I've protested on the streets, and learning how to be a really good, public speaker and host, and V's helping me hone my skills to have my own radios and TV shows. And I'm not to introduce V. V, tell everybody about you.
Oh, well, I'm just the man with the plan. Well, I've been doing this radio thing for quite some time. I've really surpassed my station, pretty much, in what I was supposed to be doing. I am not just the radio personality, but also, I guess you can say, TV show personality, also a producer myself, part owner of certain businesses, so I try to be as good a businessman as I can, and I'm a network builder, so things are coming up here, and yes, I've done my share fair of public speaking, and it's really amazing. When I first started out, my first radio mentor, Mr. D. Brotherton from Oroville, shout out to you. He actually trained me to do what I do. I more or less on the boards, I can do the stuff that Board Op Mike does. But thank God I don't have to, and I can't remotely, not being, you know, in station. But, yeah, my mentor said, you know, I see you in a couple of years traveling the world doing public talks, doing crowd work. And then it was like 2 years later, I was doing exactly that. And so, yes, I've landed here over in East Europe. Yeah, done a little bit of traveling myself. And I don't actually plan on doing too much more traveling unless business calls for it. I'm definitely not going back to the States unless I have a hired bodyguard. Especially with all the people that I have called out, you know, I've exposed for frauds that want to shank me. It's such a funny feeling. Especially from, you know, scrawny, homosexual bald man saying he wants to shank me to death. Like, okay, calm down. You know, pull up your panties. Let's talk about this.
You want to shank me? No, you're gonna shank me. We get threats all over. I've had death threats and stuff just from exposing geoengineering in the narrative and been bullied endlessly. Well, if it's not happening to you, you ain't going hard enough, are you? Really got some ignorance out there. You know, the Kool-Aid that comes out of that fluoride and mixed in with mainstream media is a really a dumbed down situation. It's hard to even find conversation in public sometimes. You know, you feel alone because everybody's like, oh, the new flu shot's out. Are you going to go get it? And you hear them going, oh, yeah, I got my appointment. And then you just want to just go.
Cringe.
Yeah, at least they have to wear a mask after this year's season. You know, these people that gone down and getting it, they have to put masks on, so the shedding will be down, but, you know, all the flu cases will be recorded as the COVID. You know, it's sadly by, you know, CDC and WHO directives that say the following symptoms will be classified with the following number and the medical sheet that corresponds to COVID-19. The doctors that are going along with this are as guilty as the people that created the document that says they have to do that. You know, they're allowing this. They're faking this. It's killing people. Suicides, loneliness, starvation, lack of being able to pay rent, people becoming homeless inside communities where laws were passed that make homelessness illegal. And then they get put in special places where I know when there was a place in North Carolina, a town where you could not be homeless, and then you went to basically a FEMA-style camp. And if you wanted to go into town, you had to show you had an appointment for a job interview or something very specific. And this has occurred already. So where have the laws come since then that allow them to take that inch and run the rest of the way down the field and score a touchdown? You know, it's like they're in a basketball game where we have to dribble and they can hold the ball.
Yeah. Well, speaking of mask wearing, I don't know how this is affecting everyone psychologically, but for me, it's like, I mean, how many of you, I guess I'm speaking to the guys out there, how many of you are just being turned on by, like, every woman you see?
Not me.
For me, I don't know, I guess it's sort of like a Mortal Kombat ninja thing. I don't know. It's like, got a little a mystery. It's just a bit of a harem girl mystery sort of thing. With their
Man, you're talking Burka talk now. I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, I'm talking Burka talk. Yeah, I guess that must be what it is. I find myself checking out women that, you know, otherwise I would not check out. I mean,
say, gee, that umbrella looks good folded up.
well, think of it like this, you know. It's like, I've seen some women take them off. It's like, oh, my God, put it back on.
fairness, I missed the smile. You know, where's the smile that goes along with the eyes? Where is the smile when people talk? I can't see the what they mean.
The lack
when
of facial
talk.
Expression is not this is not healthy, man. This is not healthy. I did walk into a place earlier today, got a coffee at some special little place that we just kind of would just check it out for a minute. And it's nice to see people once you're seated at the table. At least you can walk in and there's most people in our area, even though it says wear a mask, even though you don't even have a thing like you must wear a mask. Once you're seated, you know, everybody's I actually was shocked. And it was north of Austin, northwest of Austin in Cedar Park. And it was nice. But yeah, this is bad. We can't have this mask stuff. But there is that mystery and the extra accessorizing kind of can be
So why don't you say B, take your ass and go to some Islamic country, you Muslim?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and one more thing with all the listeners, you know, Miss Eilish Stavalon she's traveling a bit right now, so she'll be here into the indefinite future. And we also are taking calls, right? We got to let people know that we've kind of expanded or tightened up the format here, where you're going to be taking calls. We need to keep it clean. I have to do some editing in this second hour as well.
The first hour too.
Yeah, I already did that. That's up and good. And
I think I've behaved today. I think I've behaved today. So I'm trying to keep it clean. It's a good habit, actually, because I don't want to put somebody's back hairs up and disregard my information because I'm dropping swear words that offend them. So this is good training for me for the future. So I'll put it out as a positive.
Okay, can you do that drop again, please, Mike?
Oh man, I lost it. Hang on.
You lost it.
I just got it. Hang on. Here we go. It's coming up. Give it a second. It's opening. How to pronounce? Let's see. Sorry, I left. I added up, but
hydroxychloroquine.
the next part's even better.
We have on speed dial for the show.
We're gonna put it on a hot key where I can just hit it anytime.
Hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine is an anti-malarial. Hydroxychloroquine is an anti-malarial.
I found this new effect in the audio editing software. I'm gonna throw it on there so it sounds like super metal. It's gonna be like hydroxychloroquine is an anti-malarial. It turns it into Batman, dude. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, it's a short clip. I might be able to do it. I forgot I was working on that. I'll see if I can whip it out. I got enough time. I'll see if I can throw one together here. We'll listen to the drops.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike's going to whip it out on
whip
the air.
Whip this thing out. The turn of the frogs, Kay!
Yes, I love
Here's
it.
Here's the truth. Have it.
Oh, I love these shows where they just, when things planned aren't happening, we just wing it. Yeah,
it's a pool party now, and we're all going off the deep end.
we got it. But yes, here in the future, guys, phone number 800-313-9443 to get heard on the show. For all you new listeners out there, you new listeners need to become new callers. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, tell us if you could scream anything to the world that everybody needs to know, call us and here's your chance.
Yeah, let us be known.
This is Speaker's Corner. Half a platform beckoning you. Here's the mic. I'm waving it around. Come on, people.
And you know what? Do it while it's free as well, because when we jump onto our huge major platform coming up here in the next couple months, you're going to have to join the Super Chat to get questions over to us and to get on the air. So get it while it's free. All right, guys?
Secure networks are not easy to come by because they cost money. Even having a website costs money. You know, you got to buy the domain name. And the system's got us on the bones of our tail. So we got to do anything we can. So support RBN if you can. You know, even $5 one time off, it's like it goes a long way towards the equipment that needs updating.
Well, also, I mean, with the Super Chat, because we are going to have literally millions of listeners here within a couple months. We're going to have millions of listeners. If you got a million people trying to send in their questions and things like that, we're not going to be able to do anything. It's going to clear the show. Comments, you know, the only comments that are going to make it onto the air are those done by Super Chat. And, you know, we do have to get paid to do the show so that we can do this thing full time. We'll be able to do more investigative works, be able to pay our, you know, our rent and bills. Studio needs upkeep, multiple internet signals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of this has been coming out of my pocket personally for the past, 4 years. So I got to get somewhere in life and get to grow and get bigger and reach more people. So that means, you know, even just the Super Chat, you got to get on there.
I shelled out a great percentage of all the money I had in the world to build a studio to more effectively present information to the world. So, you know, it's a great sacrifice we give to, you know, to save the world. But, you know, a lot of Christian viewers might, you know, understand it does take great sacrifice to cleanse sins, doesn't it? And we all have to make sacrifices now to emulate behaviors that are good for the world to see. That makes sense?
Quite personally, I would rather send in $5, $10 to someone who is doing activism, you know, going out there in the world trying to get laws repealed, trying to get government officials exposed and arrested, try to get some scientific knowledge out to you guys. I'd rather be paying money towards that than to be listening to some televangelist saying, send me everything that you own, and I'll make a prayer for you. Oh, what was that? Do that again.
It's a little much. That wasn't the one I was actually going for.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Supposed to be the
hydroxychloroquine.
Nice to meet you.
Do it all southern. Hydroxychloroquine.
There you go. There you go. He got it right there. Hydroxychloroquine. Oh yeah. See, I need that effect behind my voice.
That actually
behind everything I say.
Kind of like UV when you just sort of get a little down and dirty. A little bit of the...
Oh. Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, I'm going to save that.
Take the red pill.
We'll play it.
Take the red pill.
Take the red pill.
See, this is like all behind the scenes stuff, which is actually more fun than doing the real show.
Call into the show. Call into the show. Mr. Subliminal. Mr. Subliminal. Remember that from Saturday Night Live, Mr. Subliminal? Was it Kevin Nealon who played that character?
Oh my God, that was great stuff. I haven't thought of Kevin Nealon, Mr. Subliminal. I can't even remember how it went. I just could see his face.
Well, he would say something and then under his breath say what he really thought. You know? And now for this honest politician, who's an actual scoundrel. Yeah. And then we continue on as he delivered his news thing. It was just, you know.
Thank you for listening to
that. Now, I got to look that up.
Everybody go down and get COVID tested. Fake results.
Yeah.
90% success rate at killing people.
Mr. Subliminal's vaccine advert.
Rob, we have to do a show just like that. Behind everything I say, you got to come in with something like that.
Okay. Rob is Mr. I'll be the central scrutinizer. Remember that from Frank Zappa? This is the central scrutinizer. Even say something profound. I think it was on the Sheik Your Booty album. I'm showing my age again.
Yeah, you're your age. Wow, Mr. Subliminal. Zappa, okay.
Zappa, hero.
Well, now I have some SNL skits to watch right here after the show.
Mr. Subliminal is a great one.
I don't remember that at all. So that just, I don't know.
Hang on, guys. Hang on. We got to hear this. It's Mr. Subliminal, and you'll never believe which family he's speaking about. Hang on.
You know, there's so many important newsworthy events in today's world. But what's making headlines? Donald and Ivana Trump, greedy pigs. I mean, what's the big deal? The Trumps are just too normal.
Should that, bro? Obviously, this is... Dude, and frankly, it's only got 9,800 views from September of 2013, but I guess YouTube's like, oh, we know what you want. We know what you're looking for. You're looking for that. You're looking for that, hang on, let's see what we got here. Where are we at? We got here the beginning too. Oh man, Dennis Miller. Hey guys, hey babe.
Thank you, Dennis. Haircut. You know, there's so many.
Oh wait, but one more time.
Important newsworthy events in today's world. But what's making headlines? Donald and Ivana Trump, greedy pigs. I mean, what's the big deal?
Oh my God. Okay, we got some homework to do. We got some practice to do because Rob, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge the both of us. We have to do a show just like that, all the way through, all 2 hours.
Telling the truth.
Oh wow, yeah, I think we can do that. So I know we had a lot of fun.
Shoot the court jester at the end, you know.
Exactly.
Don't hang the jester.
Oh man. All right. Well, you know what? I want to get to these SNL clips. Guys, it's been a wonderful show. Thank you. And thank you, Masad Mike, for hopping in.
Yeah.
Love it when we get to hear what's grinding your gears. And, yeah. So we will have a show starting next week, Monday. So also, maybe on Fridays, I'm talking to Naroki 5. We might start doing Red Pill Nation on Fridays. So keep abreast of that situation. Keep looking out for that, and we'll see what we can do for you guys for extra content. So it's been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And catch you next week.
Big love, people.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.